WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state, and in your own backyard. This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good morning. It's 8 a.m. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The University of Wisconsin system continues to wait and see what its budget will be over the next 2 years after lawmakers met behind closed doors for more than 8 hours yesterday, only to delay the vote to a later day. The delay comes after Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss announced yesterday he would like to see the state's university system have their funding cut by $32 million, something Democratic Governor Tony Evers classified as, quote, war on higher education in Wisconsin. The Evers administration requested a $305 million increase in the UW system budget over the next 2 years to assist campuses around the state that are facing budgetary constraints after 10 years of tuition freezes and declining support from the state. Wisconsin currently holds a record surplus of close to $7 billion. A deal to increase K-12 education spending and send more state money to local communities is going to the full legislature. As Terry Bell reports, the shared revenue bill passed the Joint Finance Committee yesterday.
Milwaukee Democratic Representative Evan Goyke says the legislature shouldn't tell Milwaukee it can't use money raised from property taxes to pay for diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts.
It does not belong in this bill whatsoever. It isn't a major component of the city's operating budget. It really doesn't impact the pension or the decisions made long before any of us were in office that led the city and the county to the fiscal position they're in.
Democratic Senator LaTanya Johnson says Milwaukeeans were treated like pawns in shared revenue negotiations.
Our children and our city and our county, we are not political footballs. We are people.
The restrictions in the bill are part of the deal Governor Evers made with Republicans, in part to save Milwaukee from bankruptcy. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The goose population is growing and getting to be a nuisance in public parks. Animal rights advocates are urging local governments in Wisconsin not to euthanize them. Mike Moen reports.
Mid-June is considered a key time for cities to carry out elements of their control plans, because that's when geese lose their flight feathers and grow new ones. Mary Telfer with Alliance for Animals says places like Madison and Maquonago have turned to lethal options at various points, actions she calls cruel and inhumane.
These are highly intelligent birds, and they have a strong family structure. They mourn when they lose a partner or a family member or an egg.
The group urges local agencies to stick with other strategies like habitat modification. Madison officials say they rely on several non-lethal practices and euthanasia only as a last resort. Mitigation plans have become prominent as Canadian geese numbers have soared.
I'm Luke Mathers, Civic Media News.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay in Northeast Wisconsin. Appleton police are asking for help in the search for an armed robbery suspect. The robbery occurred shortly after 10 p.m. Monday night on the 2800 block of East Newberry Street. No one was injured, but the robber did display a gun. The suspect is white, about 6 feet tall, and about 180 to 200 pounds. Police are urging people that have information to come forward by contacting the Appleton Police Department. The Green Bay Police Department says it wants to be more mobile in crowded spaces. Police Chief Chris Davis says the department is adding 27 bikes for a mobile response team, which will help the department with crowded events such as the 2025 NFL Draft. Davis says adding bikes gives the department better public order policing capability and helps form barricades faster. Davis went on to say the department was looking to add more bikes even before the draft was announced. The department says the bikes will likely be used during presidential campaign events next year. This is Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose to the Twins. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers had a 5-3 lead last night at Target Field. Christian Yelich with a double, a home run, and four runs batted in. But in the bottom of the ninth, the Twins' Michael A. Taylor hit a solo shot off of Milwaukee closer Devin Williams, Donovan Solano with an RBI single, and then shortstop Carlos Correa came to the plate with one run on. Dick Bremer with the call.
Now Correa, 0-4 on the night. A drive to
the Brewers losing 7-5. In the visitors' clubhouse, the Brewers' Devin Williams, after suffering his first blown save of the season.
I mean, they put some good swings on the ball, and, you know, you saw the results. I don't really think I need to explain much.
Craig Counsell.
I think he's ahead of Taylor 0-1 and he's ahead of Correa 0-1, so I know it doesn't happen often, but it's going
to
happen.
Milwaukee now trying to snap a 5-game losing streak, game 2 of the 2-game series this afternoon, first pitch at 12:10. And a roster move. Last night they signed outfielder Raimel Tapia after he was released by the Red Sox. Hockey, the Vegas Golden Knights won their first Stanley Cup with a 9-3 win over the Florida Panthers in just their 6th season as an NHL franchise. NFL, the Packers minicamp continues today in Green Bay. Former Packers safety Adrian Amos signed a 1-year deal worth up to $4 million with the Jets. The 30-year-old Amos becomes the 6th Packer player to join Aaron Rodgers in New York. I asked safety Darnell Savage if he'd heard the news.
Yeah, it's really tough, you know, but it's one of those things, man. It's the nature of the business. It's just one of those you try not to dwell on. You know what I'm saying? You wake up one day and the guy next to you might not be in his lockers.
Jair Alexander.
I miss him, you know. I owe him a Christmas present, too. This past Christmas, I still owe him.
That's Packers defensive back Jair Alexander. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On WGBW. WAUK.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Abrams Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Earl. How are you?
All right, man. Looking for some sun, right?
Yeah, I think we're going to start trending in the right direction this afternoon.
Yeah, man. It's you know, you it doesn't take long to miss the sun. It's only been a day or so. We got a lot of long-awaited rain, and it's been a bit cool. But come on, man, it's the middle of June, man. You know, we got to start having some weather that we can, that we can expect, man. We should expect 75 to 80 degrees, sun shining in the middle of June. Okay? Not asking for too much, but we're asking for just some normal weather. Anyway, got a lot of stuff lined up for you this morning on the show. And, you know, you've been hearing these people complain about, you know, Joe Biden. By the way, the governor's going to be joining us at some point in time this morning, somewhere in between, I think, 9:30 and 10. We'll have Governor Evers on. I'm really excited about having a conversation with him with all the things that are going on the state level, all of the underhanded tactics that Republicans and Robin Voss have put in place to do everything within their power to sink the budget. And so we're going to have a dialogue conversation with the governor. But I want to talk first about, and Calvin, you heard this, China is, you know, China is in bed with Cuba and they're putting a spy base on Cuban land. We got to do something about this. They're spying on us. Wait a minute, man. What is it, we Republicans, man? The sky is falling. China is going to be spying on us. Listen to this. We are deeply disturbed by reports that Havana and Beijing are working together to target the United States and our people, said a joint statement from the chair of Senate Intelligence Committee, Mark R. Warner, and he's the vice chair, Marco Rubio. We must be clear that it would be unacceptable for China to establish an intelligence facility within 100 miles of Florida and the United States. The chair of the House Intelligence Committee, Michael R. Turner, Republican Ohio, said in a tweet that he was deeply troubled by the report and added, if true, this would be yet another of act of Chinese aggression. The number three House Republican, Elise Stefanik of New York, cited this as further evidence that President Biden has continually allowed communist China to take advantage of his weak leadership and chip away at our national security. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Kevin, what do you think we should do? Drop a nuclear bomb on China? I mean, come on, man.
Definitely not that. It just seems I'm not... I don't think China is necessarily benevolent, but we just ignore the fact that we almost certainly have intelligence bases in Taiwan and South Korea and Indonesia.
So
and
why are you jumping ahead of the question? Man, you just hit the nail on the head, man. We've got these bases all over the world, man. We've been spying on China and everybody else. What are people talking about, man? We can do it, but nobody else can? And somehow we need to punish China because they're putting an intelligence base 100 miles away from the United States, and yet we've got them, as you stated, Calvin, all over the world? Yeah, there's just something about some Republicans who just, man, take advantage of people who are unaware of the realities of what our nation is engaged and involved in. You know, you would be unwise to think that we don't have spy bases all over the world spying on China. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Yeah, especially in Southeast Asia, yes, where we're in bed with Taiwan right now.
Yeah, you'd have to be unwise to think that that's not the case. It is the case. And so if it's the case, what are we belly aching about? Well, Marco Rubio, well, you know, we got to protect our people. What? Man, come on, man. We had somebody the other day call in and ask me about, Earl, are you aware of the spy base that they're putting in Cuba under Joe Biden? Are you aware of that? Man, what are you talking about, man? There's a new invention called reading, Calvin. that if you tried it for yourself, that's how you can garner knowledge. Reading. Look, they've got these great inventions called books. And everything you want to know in this life is in a book. I'm just, you know, it is. Nothing new under the sun. All of it is in books. So try a little reading. And then you won't have to go through and allow yourself to be abused and misused by the Marco Rubios and Elise Stefanik's, you know, of the world and conservatives of the world who get you worked up about nothing. So even if they've got these intelligence or a base, you know, in Cuba. Maybe these people aren't aware of the 800 or so military bases that we have all over the world, man. Yes. What do you think those bases are in all those nations for, Calvin? We're talking about military installation bases. Are people aware of that? We're not talking about some spy operation. We're talking about military installation bases. We have them all over the world, over 800 military bases. What are we talking about, man? Why is this even an issue? And does China have a right to do it? Absolutely, they have a right to do it. If we have done this and we continue to do this, and yes, China had a spy balloon. You remember that, Calvin? There's a spy balloon and it's floating all over the United States and China is spying on us. We got to do something. So we shot the balloons down. Well, Joe Biden is being weak and he's allowing China. Okay. All right, man. Take a deep breath, man. You know, relax. Was it Aaron Rodgers who said R-E-L-A-X? Relax, man. Come on. So China has this, you know, this base. Not a base, but again, they're upgrading their intelligence on the United States as we have them. And as we continue to with them, as we continue to with Russia, as we continue to with our own allies, maybe you're not aware, we're certainly spying on Israel and Germany. If you think it's not so, well, you know, I told you, pick up a book. Because all of those things, what these nations do, because they're not trustful of one another. And we are not clearly totally trusting with our NATO allies. We're not. We've got a jaundiced eye on them. So anyway, the next time, you know, one of you calls with the alarming, hey, Earl, they're spying. They're building the spy place in China, and China's building that in Cuba, and you're not saying anything. And Joe Biden, hey, man, get a grip. Count to 10, man. Relax. Look at what we are doing. And you might not even need to go to a book. Just Google America's military installation bases all over the world. Just do that. And then once you realize what we are doing, nothing to be alarmed about with China and putting this little, you know, place in Cuba. Cuba is a nation that suffers economically because we've continued to punish them. And they need resources. And so China offers some resources. They take the resources. Doesn't mean Cuba is in cahoots with China. It means they need resources. For heaven's sakes, even Donald Trump, when he needed resources, what did he do? Oh, we can't talk about that. All right, talked about that all yesterday. I said no Trump today. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us, We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISBRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Here's your updated forecast. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms today. Otherwise, more clouds than sun. High temperatures reach up to 76. Northeasterly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again. Tonight, lows around 55. Overcast skies. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 68. Partly cloudy. Low 70s. Friday, warmer on Saturday with highs in the upper 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 59.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
Text us 847-967-2789. Text us that same number. You know, Calvin, words of wisdom from a bluebeard. You know, you should never think more of yourself than you should. Because when you walk around thinking more of yourself than you should, you leave yourself open for saying and doing foolish things. That is a so-called culture war going on. And there are people jumping on the bandwagon. It's the culture war. It's about the culture. It's about the culture. Well, you know, a lot of people who, you know, run around talking about the culture and all those kind of things really line themselves up to do and say absolutely crazy things. Here's a story in Canada. A 9-year-old Canadian girl was verbally attacked and accused of being transgender at a school track and field event last week. Heidi Starr's young daughter was left visibly shaken and sobbing after the grandfather of another student interrupted a shot put event by yelling at her and accusing her of being transgender. During the track and field meet for elementary students held at Kalua's Apple Bowl. So here's the backdrop. 9-year-old kids, Calvin. And so they're doing the shot put meet. 9-year-old kids. This is grade school. Some lunatic jumps out of the stands, runs up to the 9-year-old girl and called her transgender. You know, just so happens the 9-year-old girl is a girl. She's not transgender. But this fool who thought more of himself than he should somehow thought he had a right to come on to the field and get in somebody else's child's face and call her a transgender person. Now, wait a minute. I don't mean this in a negative sense towards transgender people. It's the fact that this foolish man felt like he had a right because he thought more of himself than he should. We see it all over the nation happening in this country. Average everyday Joes who think more of themselves than they should, who think they have a right to get in people's faces. Well, yeah, I have a right. You don't have a right. This continued assault on people, you know, based on you thinking you have some inherent right to throw your weight around. In many instances, the same person, this same guy who was throwing his weight around, Calvin, I guarantee you, he doesn't throw his weight around when his wife is around. Hey, man, come on, man. Hey, but he gets out on the track, denigrates somebody else's child. The young girl broke down. He can't apologize. How can you apologize? The damage is already done. You know, and the man began pointing the star's daughter and loudly proclaiming, but there are boys playing. Why are boys allowed to throw? Not a boy, a girl. But anyway, how is it your business? Who are you? You know, you think you're more than you are. You're just like the rest of us, an average person who should keep those kinds of opinions to yourself. You don't have a right. You destroy this child and her family, embarrass them, and then you walk off the field. The mother said, "Do you want to see my daughter's genitals?" Because some ignorant person, and we've got plenty of them running around today, thinks they have a right to destroy somebody else's life. You know, some things are better left unsaid. And if you feel that way, keep it to yourself. Because you're nobody special. I'm nobody special. And I know I have enough sense not to have done something as cruel as that. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. What say you? We'll be right back.
AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
On WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Donald Trump waking up on his 77th birthday as a criminal defendant. The former president is facing 37 felonies over his handling of classified documents after leaving office. ABC's Justin Finch has more on Tuesday's court appearance in Miami.
Special counsel Jack Smith, who led the investigation, was sitting one row behind Trump.
Trump. He accuses Trump of illegally keeping classified documents at his Mar-a-Lago resort, including secrets about U.S. nuclear programs. Some of the charges potentially carry decades in prison if Trump is convicted.
The former president telling his supporters in New Jersey last night that the case is nothing but a witch hunt. The Federal Reserve is expected to pause interest rate hikes when it wraps up its June meeting today. The latest consumer price index shows inflation cut in half from last year's peak. In a sign of the times, the Westfield Mall is giving up its downtown San Francisco location, citing declining sales and shoppers. This is ABC News.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay in Northeast Wisconsin. Appleton police are asking for help in the search for an armed robbery suspect. The robbery occurred shortly after 10 p.m. Monday night on the 2800 block of East Newberry Street. No one was injured, but the robber did display a gun. The suspect is white, about 6 feet tall, and about 180 to 200 pounds. Police are urging people that have information to come forward by contacting the Appleton Police Department. The Green Bay Police Department says it wants to be more mobile in crowded spaces. Police Chief Chris Davis says the department is adding 27 bikes for a mobile response team, which will help the department with crowded events such as the 2025 NFL Draft. Davis says adding bikes gives the department better public order policing capability and helps form barricades faster. Davis went on to say the department was looking to add more bikes even before the draft was announced. The department says the bikes will likely be used during presidential campaign events next year. This is Civic Media News.
More than 7,000 truck accidents happen every year in Wisconsin. These accidents can be devastating, resulting in severe damage and trauma, often more severe than a regular car accident. Gingras Thompson & Walks can help. They'll assist you not only with the driver of the semi, but also the trucking and insurance companies, making sure you receive the compensation you deserve.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & GTWLawyers.com.
Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, FOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's FOGO. 608-949-8989.
If you're a motorist of the four-wheel variety, please watch out for those of us in Wisconsin who do their traveling on two wheels. Adjust your mirrors to reduce your blind spots. Allow motorcyclists a full lane width. Use your turn signal when merging or changing lanes. And allow more following distance between you and the motorcycle. Motorists and motorcyclists can work together to achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roads. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You can join us at 844-967-2789, Texas. That same number. Calvin, there's another thing I don't understand, man. I mean, there's a lot of things I don't understand. But this makes no sense whatsoever, right? I tried getting basic birth control at 17. I had no idea how hard it would be. Why are we not allowing 17-year-old girls if they want birth control, why are we saying no? Do you understand that, man?
No, I don't.
Come on, man. Listen, when you look at all of the technology and all of the channels and movies and everything that's out here, we titillate the minds and the hormones of children with everything around us. And then we wonder why a young 17-year-old girl is bright enough to say, I don't want to have a child, right? I'm too young. We should reward her, right? I mean, I don't have any daughters. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. I don't have any daughters. But it makes sense to me that I can't follow my daughter around everywhere. I have to put trust in my child. If I've done the right things in rearing my child, I'm not a prude. I don't live in 1920. I know this is 2023. And I know that children are very bright and inquisitive. Why would it be so difficult for a young girl to get birth control? What are your thoughts on it? 844-967-2789. Here's what the young lady wrote. I'm 17 years old, and today I can walk into any drugstore in Texas and buy condoms or Plan B emergency contraception without an issue. But to get daily birth control pills, I have to get past a whole lot of restrictions and medical professionals. The process got even more complicated last year when Judge Matthew Kaczmarek, the same federal judge who recently revoked approval of Mifepristone, the FDA-approved abortion pill, ruled that young people in Texas will now need our parents' permission to get birth control at clinics funded by the state. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Now, Calvin, you know, I know what they're saying is your child is still a minor. They're still a minor, and so this has to be approved by your parents. I get that debate. But I also know what happens if 17-year-olds have sex unprotected, right? We're aware of what happens. Their lives are ruined forever. You know, I mean, there's some who overcome having children at 17 years old or 18 years old, but that's not what we're advocating, is it?
It shouldn't be.
No, man. I mean, I don't understand people. Look, I'm getting up there. And I know the way we thought and the way our parents thought, you know, 50 years ago, clearly is different because, you know, 51 years ago, I was 17. And so clearly that's completely different than where we are today. And for those who say, well, that decision should be made by a parent, I'm saying parents can't be everywhere. It doesn't mean that your child defiant. It means that your child is dealing with the realities of life. You can't keep your child away from that. That's a reality of life. And it's going to happen. And if your child is astute enough, at 17, I didn't say 16, I didn't say 15, I didn't say 14, I didn't say 13, I said 17, that they want to make that kind of decision, I think they should be able to make that kind of decision. And as I said to you, I don't have any daughters. Maybe that's looked at completely different from those of you who do have daughters. But to me, it still doesn't make any sense. Well, I'm protecting my child. Oh, you are. How are you protecting your child? As I said, you can't follow your child everywhere. Hey, Calvin, I used to be a 17-year-old boy, right? You can't follow your child everywhere. And it doesn't mean your child is a bad child. But man, it's another one of those things that I think is a no-brainer. You're not going to do your child any favors. And that doesn't mean that I'm saying and advocating that at 17 years old, they should be having sex everywhere. I'm not saying that. But we know what the outcome of this is. Hey, I see it in my community. 17-year-old girls with babies. Do you think they wanted to have babies? No. But we have a system that's nonsensical. If that's what they want, then let them have an opportunity to have birth control. Well, the Bible says, well, oh, okay. We're going to go there. The Bible says, well, got to wait till they get married. Did you? Hey, come on. 844-967-2789. You know, I could come in here, you know, every morning, Calvin, and say, hey, I just saw some kids playing hopscotch, you know, this morning. And, you know, and so let's talk about the kids playing hopscotch. But no, man, I come in here, we're going to talk about some real thoughtful things that make you think and put you in a situation where, you know, there's a ballot or the bullet. Which way? What are we talking about, man? What, you know, I have to make this tough decision, but that's life. Life is full of tough decisions that all of us have to go through, right? All of us. Let's go to the phone lines and Adrian in Sun Prairie. Hey, good morning, Adrian. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
I missed them. I'm so sorry. I wanted to talk about something else.
About what?
I don't understand about the issue with Trump. Why is it with all the Ivy League schools and all the planning and lawyers?
You say what? Knows what to do with Trump. I'm sorry. I can't understand. You say that again?
With all the lawyers, accredited schools, Ivy League schools, lawyers and attorneys, why is it no one knows what to do with Trump?
Oh, they know what to do with
the
Trump.
Constitution. What about the Constitution? That's what I'm calling about.
What about the Constitution?
That's what I like to know.
Let me say this. Donald Trump is going to eventually wind up, you know, I talked about this on yesterday. Donald Trump is going to wind up paying the price. He's not bigger than the nation. He's not bigger than the Constitution. He hides behind people who think that he's more powerful a person than he really is. He's really just a person who is a coward. And who really thinks he's bigger than the people of this nation and the nation itself, he's gonna pay his price. But let me ask you, do you have children?
Yes, I do, and grandchildren.
Okay, so let me ask you, do you think it's all right for a 17-year-old girl to ask for birth control?
Do I think it's all right for her to ask for birth? Yeah, 17.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
So, but there's this argument that they shouldn't allow girls at 17 years old to have birth control. I think that's wrong. I think it's backwards thinking, don't you?
I do. I totally agree with that. My thing with that whole issue is, if you're not going to provide education, not cost of living, but affordable housing, and wage to wages, who's supposed to take care of all these kids?
Well, listen, you know, people are short-sighted, and they, you know, they push, they want to see. And a lot of this is people don't want, they want children to have babies, okay? And especially Europeans, because they have zero population growth. For every white person that dies, there is not another white person that is born. That's the demographers. That's not Earl Ingram. Look it up. And so their fear is that if they don't have babies, their sheer numbers are going to continue to dwindle. And so I understand why, you know, they kind of want people to have litters, right? I mean, they're looking for people to have litters. But listen, to say that these young girls, 17 years old, can't get birth control, I know, I see the outcome of it in our neighborhoods and in our communities. It's just wrong. Hey, Adrian, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. It's just wrong. And because people don't want to have that discussion, they don't want to deal with it, it's not going away. As I said, man, we're going to deal with tough conversations on the Earl Ingram Show every day. You know, not going to let up, because when you look at what is happening in this nation, in this country, we really have to be wise, awake, and ready to deal with all these things that are happening. And, you know, as I said before, later on this morning, we're going to have the governor on, and we're going to ask him some tough questions. Because, look, man, we've got to deal with the realities of what we are faced with. At least we wind up in worse shape and worse trouble than we're in now. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Todd Albaugh Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo! Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Albaugh Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy.
Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms today. Otherwise, more clouds than sun. High temperatures reach up to 76. Northeasterly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again. Tonight, lows around 55. Overcast skies. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 68. Partly cloudy. Low 70s. Friday, warmer on Saturday with highs in the upper 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 59.
This summer, 5090 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
Join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Calvin, do you remember many years ago, there was a woman who was a candidate for the presidency of the United States, and she was doing well. Name was Hillary Clinton. You remember her?
I do.
Do you remember when she made the statement, Americans are clinging to their guns and religion, and the world opened up on her, hell opened up on her, and she was run out of the nation because she said people were clinging to their guns and religion? Guess what? She was right. She was 100% correct. And so she was run out of the country. Look today. What are people clinging to? Their guns and religion. She told the truth. And all around you, anybody who can't see what has happened with the guns in this country and religion, and that those two things are controlling decisions made in this country. I'm going to talk a little bit about that after we take this caller, Gary from Sussex. Good morning, Gary. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call. Do you remember when Hillary Clinton talked about people clinging to their guns and religion?
Absolutely.
She was 100% correct.
She goes out, well, I don't know if it's, most of the people cling to the their guns because of the Second Amendment and everything like that, and a lot of people call themselves Christians in the United States. So, yeah, she was pretty accurate. She's also, what about her statement that she said that Trump supporters are deplorable, and then yesterday she went out. Let me finish. So then yesterday she went out there and said, "You know, these Republicans are kind of following their leader. It's like they're in a cult." Is she the stupidest person that ever ran for president of the United States to make statements like that?
No. If she's stupid, then I'm stupid. Because what I see and what I've seen since Donald Trump came on the political scene is cultish behavior by people who follow around a man who clearly is a criminal, a man who clearly has done things and who is facing 20 different court cases as we speak. And yet there are people who support him. Yeah, she's right. I agree with her.
Wait, listen. What about the 290 minutes that were on ABC, CBS, and NBC talking about Trump taking the stuff, all the papers, his papers, and there wasn't 1 minute talking about Biden taking his papers.
Hey, man,
now, why is that?
Gary,
why?
This is why Hillary Clinton was 100% correct on cultish behavior. Joe Biden had some papers that when they asked him for them back, he gave them back immediately. Donald Trump, they have on tape showing people nuclear information about our nation attacking another nation with nuclear weapons, and you somehow want to tell me that we somehow should be talking about Joe Biden, a man who gave the paperwork back, and a lunatic who had truckloads of information. And then when they asked him yesterday in court, he said, well, I had planned on reading all of that information, but, you know, it was so much of it, I didn't get a chance to read all of it. What are you talking about, man?
First of all, the papers were his papers.
They weren't his papers.
Want to do it. He did declassify most of this stuff.
He can't declassify America's nuclear secrets. This is why what Hillary Clinton said is true. Because anybody who can't understand that Donald Trump, a former president, can't declassify nuclear secrets. Come on, man.
Classified. No, Earl, you're talking about sharing nuclear secrets with a foreign government or anybody down the street, any of his friends. How do you know what was in these papers? They're classified. I don't know what's
Hey,
them.
Gary.
You don't know what's
in Hey, Gary, didn't I say this earlier? Maybe you missed it. If you read everywhere, it's everywhere. The information is out there. Don't tell me I don't know what's in it. I've read from the New York Times to the Washington Post to the Associated Press to all of those different outlets, Wall Street Journal, all of them. And they've got the same information there. What are you talking about, man?
Earl, do you think he's going to be found guilty of anything? Of course not.
Hey, that's what you think. And that's why what Hillary Clinton said was right. Because only people who think that this man is bigger than life and more important and powerful than any other American, that's, you know, you kind of like not, you know, something's going on with you.
Trump fan, and I told you that before. The guy's a pompous rear end, okay? And, you know, he is. He opens his stupid mouth
up too much.
But the fact is, you just said
you don't think anything's going to happen to him. Well, you'll see. Because he's going down as well as he should, man. And anybody who doesn't understand that man is not bigger than the government, bigger than the people, bigger than the Constitution, and you still support that, you're kind of in that cultist kind of way of thinking. We got to go to break. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be back.
Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, BOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's BOGO. 608-949-8989.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
ABC News.